is arguably the most defining war for modern America. It drew the US out of a more isolationist position, drew it onto the world stage, and really demonstrated its financial, industrial, and military might. It retreated a little after the war, but I think arguably it could be said that World War I began the American century. So for the United States, for its role in the world as a global leader, and using the words of President Wilson in his April the 2nd address to Congress in 1917, when he asked for the declaration of war, he said that we need to do this in part to make the world safer democracy. That, I think, at least in the popular perception, defines the U.S. role for at least, you know, for the last 100 years. This is enormously important for the American identity. You cannot really think about the American century without understanding how World War I birthed that.
In the current day, we have no analog to the calamity that World War I was. What did the armistice mean to people at the time when it occurred?
It's almost as though the world came to its senses. There had been more than 4 years of unrelenting war, which averaged out to more than 7,000 soldiers being killed every day for more than 4 years. So the scale of catastrophe was something that the world had never experienced before. And every inhabited continent was swept into this because of the nature of the colonial empires. People from all over the globe were involved in this. 65 million people served in some military capacity, and more than 30 million were wounded or killed. So the likelihood of you being wounded or killed, just on average, was 50%. If you were from some countries or some empires, it was much higher than that, 75% likelihood of being killed or injured if you were French. By 1916, one-third of men aged between 18 and 30 in France were dead. This is only halfway through the war. The armistice is this moment of jubilation because the ruin that we were doing to ourselves, at least for a period, was stopped. So an enormously important moment for the world. And of course, then therein was the hope that this would usher in a significant period of peace.
What exactly is planned for the 11th?
We have a number of ceremonies on the 11th. You know, it's Armistice Day, but it's also Veterans Day, which, of course, its roots are in Armistice Day or Remembrance Day. So we, at 9:30 in the morning, on the Memorial Courtyard around the National World War I Memorial, we'll be having a multinational ceremony where we commemorate the end of the war. So it's many voices being heard of, letters home, soldiers writing, diaries, a really moving tribute to mark the armistice. Then at 5 till 11, we are having a wreath laying and tolling of the bell ceremony. Every evening is this extraordinary commemorative moment where the peace and remembrance illumination comes on, pending the weather. It comes on at 6 o'clock, and then it closes in the early morning hours, which is such a striking visual experience of the commemoration. We're so pleased with the installation because it is something around which nationally we can all rally. The ending of the war is a moment of national commemoration. And for the nation's World War I Memorial here in the heartland, for it to be bathed in poppies is a wonderful tribute to those who served and causes us nationally to focus on this moment when collectively we agreed to stop the carnage.